getting tired.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the AxeCast. Today we have special guest, somebody I've only talked to on the phone. Never met in person, first time meeting him. Josiah, right?
Josiah, yes.
What's your last name?
Escobar.
Josiah Escobar. What is it?
Escobar.
Escobar. What's your social security?
Nah. You owe us, baby?
Yeah. Hey, almost had it. He was about to give it to me.
I was about to give it up.
He was about to give it to me, too. Oh, shit. All I would have needed was your damn birthday, and that was it.
See, you know what I mean? See, you could have figured that out from him. That would have been, see? Uh-huh.
Shit.
Get it me already.
Hell yeah.
Nah, but yeah, hey.
So, you work with Eric, right?
Yes.
And, like, what made you start working in, like, as an electrician?
You know, I like it. I like it a lot, actually. It's kind
of
crazy.
Is it just like, you know, you got out of high school and you're like, I'm going to go work as an electrician?
Well, see, what have happened was I ended up dropping out. Uh-huh. So I dropped out my end of freshman year, something like that.
Okay.
And so I wasn't on the right path at that time, right? So I was kind of being lazy, you know. I was working a job. Mm-hmm. I was still working a job, but I just wasn't doing anything. And then eventually I was like, okay, I need to, like, you know, fix things. Like, I need to better myself.
Yeah.
So when I turned 18, I didn't know this, but my uncle actually had an electricity company.
Okay.
So he had his own. And so he let me go work with him for a little bit. And so I worked with him for about a year. And I was, like, you know, digging, you know, and then eventually as it got better, I was doing, like, learning how to wire up stuff. Mm-hmm. I was doing, like, houses and commercial work. And then after he slowed down, I was like, you know what, I need to actually go find me a job that's going to pay me, like, you know, good money.
Okay.
So I went to go work at this warehouse. After that, I worked at a peanut butter factory. It was crazy, yeah.
I've never met anybody that worked at a peanut butter factory. Like,
you're working 5 to 5. Yeah.
What was it called?
Oh, dang.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
You just called it the peanut butter factory.
Yeah. That's what we called it. That's actually what we called it. Yeah.
Y'all made the peanut butter?
Yes, literally made the
peanut
butter.
No shit?
Yeah.
How the hell did you make peanut butter? What'd you do?
Well, see, I was the guy who was like putting it into
the lids on.
Yeah. I don't remember the I was the one who was like also like palletizing it.
Okay.
It's pretty crazy. If we were working 5 p.m. to 5 a.m., so it sucked.
What was it? That Jiffy? Is that
Jiffy is peanut butter.
No, yeah,
peanut butter, right?
It was Jiffy. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But,
yeah, crunchy. Nutty.
Nutty. But, so I worked over there, and then I was trying to get my GED at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was hard because going to sleep and then trying to, you know, wake up and study, I couldn't do it. Like, I'd wake up, I'd go to bed at 5 a.m., and I'd wake up at, like, 1 or 2 and have to get ready back for work. So then eventually I quit that and I focused on my GED, got my GED, and then I was applying at all these electrical companies. Yeah. Mind you, I didn't even know this was an industrial or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, you know, normal houses and commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I applied to all these other ones, and no one hit me back. I was like, damn, I'm going to be jobless. This shit crazy. I'm going to be jobless.
Yeah.
And then I finally got a hit back, and, you know, I started working there. I was like, you know, I got to work every day like it's the first day. So that's the type of mindset I try to keep.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it. I met some pretty cool people. Some bullshit people. Some niggas. But yeah. Hey, I mean, it pays. So, I mean.
How you like working with him?
He's pretty, actually, I ain't gonna lie. I've gotten pretty close, man. It's been good. It's been good.
Mm-hmm.
That man can work. I ain't gonna lie. He be working his ass off. He be doing some shit that I'm like, yeah, I would never do that. I'm like that shit. He's crazy, bro. He's fucking crazy.
Well, what, like climbing on the rafters and shit?
So on the lift, he'd get on the lift, he'll take it all the way up, and then, you know, you can't, like, there's no way to get to this middle section. I don't know what to call it. What would you call it? Like a, I would say like a, it's like a big old shop pretty much, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the mill, the roof, like it's made
is
out
it
of like
sheet. Oh, yeah, because we were working like at a cotton gin.
Yeah.
So the cotton gin's like real high.
Yeah.
And then they got a, like a shop
peak.
Inside of it. Yeah, with the peak.
Yeah.
So he has to literally take his harness off, grab onto the metal things, and just like crawl his way over there. And it's like, yeah, fuck no. I would never do
that. You were crawling on top of the
roof? No, no, no.
On the.
That was just scary.
Not like. Kind of like
Z purlings.
He was walking, but it was like, you know, he was like this, like just like And he got on top of that bitch. All right,
I got it on record
and
I'm sending it to OSHA.
Yeah. No.
OSHA anything you can will be.
I'm sending it to OSHA.
OSHA would not approve.
I'm not going to say the company name, but y'all going out of business. I know y'all just started, maybe. But
this is my confession.
Secret confessions.
I climb on the Raptors at 3 a.m.
I stroke my chin really smooth.
That's funny. Well, yeah, it's actually been really good. I'm enjoying it so far, so it's not too bad.
I cut Mo's hand with her damn lid.
God damn, man. Hey, that's a good thing. What? I wish I was there to watch that.
You weren't there at that time?
No, I was not there. But I wish
that's
I was.
Crazy, because I haven't, like, gave me, like, this, like, I'm, like, so disappointed in you, look. But then, like, next week, he was like, no, I'm glad, nigga.
he realized.
Like, I'm not going to lie.
He realized.
He was a little disappointed, but... He did understand, so I mean.
Yeah, well, who's this? What's his name? Ivan?
Yeah.
He was supposed to be here.
I called him, bro. He was like, nah, I'm not really feeling it, bro. I was like, that's understandable. It is what it is. I was like, you should come. I tried convincing him multiple times, but it's
maybe
like,
next time.
I ain't gonna lie though. Me and Ivan on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be so crazy.
You might get age restricted.
Well, I don't know. I seen a video of y'all. Playing around, like, was it you in the back? Was he in the back?
Hey, y'all don't stop acting now just because the camera on. Y'all.
Yeah.
And then I've been like, he's over, he's off. Who's acting, boy?
Bro, me and him, I don't know. We're like two, we're close, bro. Yeah, he's cool. Yeah. Like, he really is cool.
I know, I'll be like in the like Maniacs, they're all whispering and giggling. That's how it's gonna be. Like, all right, cool. Go fucking dig a hole.
Go dig a hole and do that in the hole.
We try to make it enjoyable, bro. You got to, for sure. It should be funny as shit, though.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, working, man, you gotta, like, have fun while you're working, because otherwise it gets boring. Like me.
And you're dreading it.
Like me, man, I work with a lot of, like, older people. Like, so I work as a mechanic in the oil field, so, like, the two guys that work in the shop with me, one is my boss, and he's like already like 60 something years old, which he's cool, man. Like, don't get me wrong, he's cool. Like, you know, I'll shoot the shit with him or whatever, and we, you know, but he's a different era for me.
Yeah.
You know? And then the other one's like 60 something years old too. He's like 60. And that one right there, man, he could be a pain in the ass sometimes, but I mean, he's all right. You know what I mean? I'm not going to bash him or nothing. But,
do you talk shit to your boss?
Do I talk shit to my boss?
Yeah, like, playfully talk shit, like...
No. I mean, we don't got a relationship. Like, well, I mean, I, like, like, I could talk crap. Like, so, like, the main boss, Ryan, remember I told you he used to play for Tech, bro. I found out that he used to play with my cousin. When he was in school at Tech, he was a linebacker, if I'm not mistaken. And my cousin was on special teams. He was one of the guys that goes in and tackles.
Special teams, he has to be a kicker. That's all you think about.
Yeah, all right. He was one of the guys that went to go tackle the person whenever they kicked off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So they both play together, and I asked him, and he's like, yeah, you know, Marcus, yeah, he was my best friend. He was one of my friends or whatever. But anyways, like, you know, I walked in and I told him, like, because he's a white dude, kind of like he's not super tall. He's maybe a little bit taller than me, but he's like kind of buff. You could tell he's buff.
Yeah.
But like the last times that I've been seeing him, he looks bigger each time. He looks bigger each time. But that's what I told him. I was like, damn, Ryan, it's like, shit, every time I see you, like, your arms look like they're getting bigger. You on the juice or what?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I don't feel like it, man. I don't feel like it. And then the other boss, the 60-something-year-old, he's like, it's not him getting bigger. His shirt's getting smaller. And I started laughing, bro. And he was like, Ryan was like, nah, I'm getting bigger. Now I'm getting bigger. It's not the shirt. I'm getting bigger. But
keep
like
washing in hot water.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, the damn cotton. But I don't know, man. It's kind of hard for me to joke around with like some of the guys. But like some of the guys I do mess with, like I got a buddy named MJ. He's pretty cool. He watches the podcast. Shout out MJ. Like I shoot the shit with him. I shoot the shit with like some of the other crews that are on there. But those guys are out there on location, so I don't see them all the time. Like I only see a couple of guys every now and then whenever I go out and go fix something, or if they're down and they're at the yard helping us out. So, I mean, I don't know. I think I miss working with people my age on the cool though. Yeah. Like being around, because like you know we would just mess around and still. You know, get shit done and make the day fast, fun and faster.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel like when you're having fun, the day goes by a lot faster.
Way faster.
And I've noticed that, like, little by little, like, my days just get slower and slower.
Man,
and
that's slower. What it sucks.
And so that's why, like, I'm always on the phone with him. Because I could talk on the phone with him and, like, it kind of go by faster. And we're, like, you know, just shooting the shit. Or I'm listening to y'all fucking be stupid.
we always talk about something.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, y'all help me with my day sometimes, so, yeah.
No, it's always been, I've always been the youngest one at every job I go to. It doesn't matter. Like, I've always been the youngest one.
It's going to be like that for a while. But it was that's like, how I was.
That's why I'm glad I met, like, you know, like you and then Ivan. Because it's like, we can low-key, like, you know, connect instead of like, I mean, I connect with some of the older guys at the job, too, though. Yeah. Like, you got Richard and David. They're, like, they're older, but they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Yeah, not
cool
too
peeps.
Bad.
Yeah. What about Mo? Y'all friends with Mo?
Fuck no. That nigga suck a dick, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Word to if you watch this, say you can suck a dick. Bro. I don't care. You can catch me. I ain't gonna lie.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Bro, like today, I'm not gonna lie. Just like today, I wanted to snap on a nigga so bad, bro. But I just walked away. I said I ain't got time for you today. Like I'm not in the mood for that shit. I don't want to know, bro. Leave me alone. Mm-hmm. Fuck no. Especially because when you up in that, like, that scissor lift, and it's hot as fuck, and this man is trying to talk shit while you up there, bro, that just makes it even more worse.
Oh, yeah, I bet that shit gets annoying, man. Yes. Like, Kendrick, remember the one that got burnt?
Yeah.
So he came by the shop the other day. I don't know if I told you. He came by the shop the other day.
He's looking better.
And, dude, like, it looked like nothing even happened to him. Yeah. Like, I mean, you could kind of see, like, a little bit of the scar tissue, like, it looks a little pink, like, a little discolored. But, like, you can't really tell. Like, that shit healed up quick. But now OSHA's involved. And so now we're, like, having to get the shop all ready and make sure that it's all good. And because, you know, they're going to come in and start red flagging us for all kinds of shit. But now our boss sent us a text saying, when y'all are in the shop... I know it's hot, but y'all gotta wear all y'all's FRs no matter what. So now I can't like be working in my like regular t-shirts or whatever. But like that's the thing with me though, is like every time I do something with fire or grinding or anything like that, I'll always put my FRs on. But whenever I get done with the shit and I'm just like turning a fucking wrench or something, I'll like wear my shirt, you know, because it's hot. But so now we're having to wear all this stuff, man, and I don't know. We'll see what happens. But he did say, he was like, if it gets too hot, y'all can take breaks. Y'all take more breaks. It's all right. And I'm like, shit, I'm going to utilize that shit.
Hey, what? Hey, come
utilize
on.
That shit. So you it's know, hot. Take a break.
You know you can't send this to OSHA now, right? Because you just should have admitted that you do some shit. You
know, no, I even told
you
OSHA.
You said you wore your shirt.
I told OSHA.
And they said it was cool.
Yeah, I told OSHA, like, because they
you
asked me.
Gave your boss a fine.
Hell no. No, because they asked us about, what do you do about your safety equipment? And I just told them, I was like, it just depends on the job. If you're doing grinding and cutting or working around somebody grinding and cutting, you wear your shit. Like, and then that's what I do. Like, I don't not wear my stuff. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm sitting there messing with the damn torch, I'm not wearing a damn cut-off shirt and sitting there with a torch and shit.
Yeah.
Hell no.
At the beginning, you opened up,
I do that shit at home, but I got these, like, welding sleeves that I put on. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I feel like you're supposed to wear, for whatever job you're doing. But, I mean, I don't know. It is what it is.
This camera's not even gonna get me like face, and I'm looking at y'all the entire time.
That's how I am. I sit right there usually.
Does it catch your face?
Yeah, it catches my face.
This man trying to pose for the camera. Yeah. Pose for the camera.
Did you see, you didn't show, did you show him the AI pictures?
Mm.
Dude,
that was great.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Month,
like, I was like, what made
are we
that?
Are shouting out on that? Huh? Like, is that the next episode you put out or is that this episode?
It's going to be this episode. This is the next episode. We don't got another episode.
So we're done.
Dang. So there's a, so this, the camera that we got, it's, it only does like 30 minutes, like recording. So I got to keep like recording.
Damn, ready. So yeah. You really got
to
edit.
Yeah, so, but there's a thing that you hook up to it and you put that on a timer. So every time it, every time the timer goes out on the camera, the other thing resets it and starts again. So you don't have, I don't have to keep getting up and
yeah,
doing it.
Yeah, you
don't
need that.
Just go...
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Cameras. I don't understand cameras either. I mean, I clicked on there, good podcasting camera, and this one popped up, and it was hella expensive.
It looked like good cameras.
It was hella expensive, so I was like, all right, we're going to try to make this one work. And I mean, I don't know. I looked at the video quality, and it, I think it looks pretty good. I mean,
it, no,
looks,
it does.
Looks all
it does.
Right. Better than that blurry shit that we've been doing. But see, there's some other clips.
This is like dirt on the land.
There's some other clips that that look good though. But I think like it's the you may have forgot to put the right setting on there. I did it. I did it. 40:30, right?
4K.
4K 60. No, I did 4K 30.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
4K.
So, I mean, but that's just in case the other one messes up or we lose whatever. It's just a backup. So yeah. So, yeah, I wanted to ask y'all, y'all see, y'all, you know who Liver King is? You know who Liver King?
Yeah,
you know who Liver King is? Liver is King. You don't know who that is?
Uh-huh.
For real? Y'all don't know who Liver King is? No. Pull it up on your phone. Pull up Liver King.
He said not to be on my phone.
Yeah. Unless, unless I say so. Unless I say so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Man, I do buff.
That's Liver King.
Damn.
That's Liver King.
Well,
so
I think I've
so
seen
when
him
he
before.
Came when he came out on social media, everybody was asking him, are you on steroids? Are you on steroids? And he's like, no, all he does, bro, he eats raw liver, bro. He'll
That's
eat raw
shit.
Liver, he'll eat bone marrow, he eats like all this stuff. And that's and he like takes all these supplements and shit. And so like, you know, his brand he was based off of like just like off of that. That's why they call him Liver King, because he said that you can get like this by just doing what I do. Well, everybody asked him if he was on the roids, if he was juicing and all this other stuff. Everybody's like, no, he's not. He's not natural. Joe Rogan like was one of the biggest ones. He was like, nah, that boy is not natural. There's no way he has that kind of physique with what he does. He's juicing. Well, they did a test on him, and sure enough, he came back with roids. And so, like, now everybody was like, this has happened, like, maybe about a year ago.
Damn.
Everybody was, like, you know, like, talking crap about him. Like, oh, you just sat there and lied to everybody's face and this and that. And he actually has a documentary now on Netflix, bro. And he talks about the shit. Well, anyways, that dude got arrested today, bro. He got arrested.
What?
In Austin, calling out Joe Rogan for a fight, bro.
What?
They arrested him for terroristic threat against Joe Rogan. He went to fucking jail, bro. I think it was the day. It might have been yesterday. I don't know. But I saw it today. And so he's in jail. Well, he got out of jail already. But he was like making like these videos calling out Joe Rogan saying like, like, the video was weird in itself, bro. Like, he, like, crawled to the damn camera.
Really,
like, he's bear crawling to the camera. And he's, like, calling out Joe Rogan to a grappling match or a fight or whatever. And so, yeah. I was like, damn, that shit's crazy.
Man,
I can't believe I didn't know
shit.
Who he is, man.
Nah,
like, he was all over social media for a long time.
I swear I've saw him before, but I've just never, like, remembered his name.
Yeah, yeah.
He, like, I've saw him before.
Mm-hmm.
That man is crazy.
No way.
Get off your damn phone, bro. Yeah, I know it's a.
You
yeah.
gave him permission to get on his phone.
I know, but one time. You're taking advantage. I saw that already.
I got sidetracked.
Take it off.
Google still had liberty.
Yeah, well, how does that algorithm come to a Liver King?
Well, because he had a Facebook.
That's his last video.
When I backed out, it was through my home page.
God damn. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. I wanted to see if y'all knew who he was, but it's just crazy.
My algorithm's all messed up.
Uh-huh. It's business, titties, business.
Business and titties.
Yeah.
Laying that tattoos.
No, see.
He's trying to change it out. Business. Tattoos, titties, business. Yeah. I don't know. That's just crazy. That dude, like, if you watch the documentary, he, I'm not trying to talk bad about the dude, but, like, he doesn't seem like he's, like, I think social media kind of, like, messed him up or something, bro. Like,
social media messes a lot of people up, man.
I think he, like, seeks the attention, maybe. I don't know. I don't want to say nothing, and if this ever goes back to him, he's going to try to call me.
He goes to start crawling through the camera.
Yeah,
and
Adrian from the X-Cast. I'm going to fuck you up, dude. Let's go. Let's wrestle. No.
You want some wrestling matches?
Hell no, man. Shoot, tear my ass up, bro. No. I ain't going to admit it.
His ass built like an ape. Fuck that. I'm good.
I'll kick you in your nuts. I fight dirty, nigga. All right. What's your subject?
Okay. That's for this nigga over here.
My bad, bro. Shorty posted on her story and they snapped me back. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Nah, she got me fucked up. She got me fucked up, bro. What? Nah, that's crazy. I ain't gonna lie. She gonna hear it.
Sorry. Alright, so what I wanted to talk about was, you know how we're always on the phone, right? Mm-hmm. And we always talk about, you know, random shit, random movies. Mm-hmm. How the hell does this nigga not know about, like, iconical movies? Like, movies that are, like, just like master disguise or
he's young, bro.
Yeah, but like with him being that age, movies. Like it don't.
You don't watch movies?
Not really. Unless it's with a girl or some shit. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't know. I watch a lot of movies.
Like, yeah, I watch
play a lot of games,
too.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I like playing games too.
Yeah, but
I was like real big into games. Yeah, but
even if you play games and he plays games, but like the movies, like the big ones. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Like
he didn't know Blood and Blood Out. That's a big one, ain't it?
You Mexican, right?
Yeah.
You know Blood and Blood. You seen Scarface?
Yeah, I've seen Scarface. Yeah. Okay.
It's another one.
I don't know. Like, I'm really just not a big movie person.
Confile?
Oh, my God. What are the ones we talked about? There was some that are just like
that
you
are
should
iconic
know.
That you
like,
should
yeah,
know.
You should
maybe
know.
If I would have stayed yeah. inside,
like,
maybe I would have.
Purple.
I've never seen that movie.
That's not the point.
Man,
well, that's
random.
Different.
Like, name any movie. Name any movie, Eric.
Monsters, Inc.
That's a good movie.
Hey.
No. You seen Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I saw that.
That see that
Toy Story.
Yeah, see, he's probably watched all the Pixar
movies.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's about
it. Are you young enough to like get a tablet when you were young?
Nah, I didn't have no phone until I turned like maybe, like I didn't have no electronics until I turned like maybe like 14 or something like that.
Damn.
So like I just like I was telling you I was always outside. I think that's why.
Witness?
Yeah.
He said, yeah!
No, but yeah. I was outside, bro. Like, yeah. I just like being outside.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a problem. I should have just stayed inside.
Well, no, well, being outside is not bad. I mean,
yeah.
I was always out. I mean, I did. I think I had, like, balance between everything. Like, I watched movies, I played games, but I was always outside, too. Like, I would go out there, ride my bike, ride around the neighborhood. and, you know, play football with the cousins.
But his camping era, all the time. His era is like you get kidnapped type era. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Our era wasn't like that. Like, you can run around the streets and stuff.
But. See, when I lived in Slayton, we'd ride bicycles all the time. That was fun. We'd race, and we'd race on that bitch. Mm-hmm. That shit was fun, but yeah, whenever we moved to Lubbock, nah, we wasn't going outside. Maybe a couple times, but you need to, like, print a control. Like, other than that, nah, you was not going outside.
Shit, we would be roaming around the streets, bro. I'd be gone until the light came on outside.
Yup.
Come back.
That's how I wasn't slaying. As soon as the street light comes on, it's time to go home.
Yeah. I remember one time my mom had called the cops because she didn't know where I was. But, like, this is how bad it was. Like, there was this white boy named John? Yeah, John across the street. And so he was going to go out with his uncle or something. To go pass flyers for like a church or something like that. I forgot what it was for. And he asked if I wanted to go. So I went home. I asked him, you know, can I go? I'm going to go with John or whatever. And she was like, okay, yeah, Mio, that's fine. I left. We didn't get back to like maybe like 9 o'clock at night. And when I pull up to the, when I pull up to the house, when they dropped me off, the freaking cops were like surrounding my mom's house and everything. I get off and they're like, Adrian, where were you? And this, and I was like, I told y'all where I was going. And so, yeah, like she had like a whole search party. She thought I was missing and stuff, but they weren't paying attention to when I told them that I was going. And they told me, yes. She just didn't remember.
No, see, that's crazy. Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, see. Like, back then, it was different. Like, there ain't no cell phones or nothing. You know, trackers, no nothing, you know?
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, you couldn't just call them. You couldn't call anybody. Yeah.
So you used to use them government phones. You know what I'm talking about?
The big ones?
No, the small. Like, there's, like, a small little one that you, like...
It had a little flap. Remember the one that had the little flap? No. You remember the one that was a regular phone, and then the buttons had a little... cover.
It was a protector.
You just pop it open and then you can press the buttons. Yeah.
Yeah, see, this one was more like the buttons are already on the phone, so like you just like you'd have to like press it on.
That's
it.
Nokia's.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
He's talking about a house phone.
He's talking about a landline.
That's called a cordless. That's a cordless house phone.
You couldn't do nothing else on it, but
you couldn't go too far outside.
Cordless was updated.
Yeah.
Cordless.
Yeah,
they had the corded ones that had the little.
Yeah, they had the little.
Straight, yeah, you can only go so far when you put it back. It all just swirls up.
I never used that.
The Napoleon Dynamite, you know, phone. You remember he walks all the way around.
Oh yeah, with that long ass cord. That's the extension cord, so you can go around the.
You watched Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, I've watched that before. I watched that before.
We start thinking of just random shit. Anytime a movie pops into my head, I'm gonna ask you.
Nine of the Roxbury was one.
Never watched that.
You never watched Corky Romano?
Nope.
You watched Corky Romano?
Nope.
Oh, my God, dude. Same character, little one, that's on Night Roxbury. It's his movie. Oh, yeah.
I probably have seen it.
Though. That one is when his family, he's a veterinarian, but his family are mobsters. He has to help the father... He goes undercover as an FBI agent to get evidence so his dad doesn't get locked away for life. And he's an FBI agent. It's a funny ass movie, bro.
Dude, where's my car?
What?
Dude, where's my car?
I ain't never heard of that. I thought you was asking me where's my car.
That's the name of the movie, Dude, Where's My Car? Ashton Kutcher and the guy that plays as Stifler as American Pie. American Pie?
You never seen American Pie?
When was that made?
Dude, if you watch American Pie, he's gonna.
I'm gonna go watch it. Like, hey, shit.
He's taking like a mental memory.
That little Chinese guy. Little virgins.
Mom, get out of my room.
Hey, so how did you transition into gaming? I was thinking about that earlier. I forgot.
Well,
like, you played outside till you were 14 and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then I got a console at like, I think I got a, like, my first console was like an Xbox 360.
Wow,
a 360. At 15. And then after that. 360
was your first?
Yeah. And then after that.
Didn't we?
Yeah, the shooting game.
Okay, it might have been the Wii, actually. And then it was the Xbox 360. Because the Wii, I remember bowling on that. Oh, fun. But then I got an Xbox 360, and then I got an Xbox One. And then whenever I got older, I gamed probably until I was like 18. And then whenever I got older, I was like, okay, this is just making me lazy. So I sold it. I quit gaming for like a year or two. And then recently, I started gaming again. Literally, just recently, I started gaming again. I was like, bro, I need something to do. Because like, when I'm out, like outside of work, I would just sit there. I would just sit there and just watch YouTube or something like that. So it's like, yeah, that too. And it's like, I just need to, like, I need something to do while I'm off of work. So I was like, let me just, you know, I'll just buy this.
You know what a cassette tape is?
Yeah, yes, yes. I know what a cassette tape is.
Oh, man, I was going to say.
Yes.
The rotary phone?
Yes. No.
A Rolodex.
A cell phone.
I got a cell phone.
iPhone?
I know what iPhone is.
Oh, he only knows iPhone 1560.
Yeah. I think my first my first phone was like
iPod.
LG. An LG.
LG. I had LG.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have the slide?
No.
The slide one?
It was like a touchscreen one.
Oh, see, he didn't have anything. Yeah, like old school.
BlackBerry. Yeah, I had the Nokia. Whenever I would text in class, I'd just hold it down and just count the numbers.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 1.
Yeah, that
10,
one's
1,
okay.
1.
So I need a C. I go to 2. It's like.
And then you look at it later, it's like.
I remember my sis. I just got an iPod. Like, literally an iPod you can listen to music on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I was messing with my sister, and we're, like, sitting outside of the house, and there's, like, a brick, like a. Like a brick, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like bricks, pretty much, right? And so I'm messing with her, and I accidentally like slap my like my pocket on it, and it cracks.
Cracked it.
Yeah. And so I blamed it on her, and she was the one who got the ass whooped.
It's all your fault.
I didn't admit it until later on in life. I felt so bad. They never
I felt
knew.
So bad.
They never
hey,
knew.
I apologize.
10 years later.
I
felt so bad. I still feel bad.
I was not taking the ass whooping because we was outside of Taco Villa when they found out. And they just started whooping her ass. I was like, oh, yup. They got it was a me shit.
Yeah, God damn.
Shout out to my sister.
Each crying like,
I'm going to make a public announcement.
I didn't mean to do that to you.
That's stupid.
LimeWire. You know what LimeWire was?
Oh, LimeWire.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, the original bootleg music downloads.
That's crazy.
Whenever you would like bootleg a CD, you would go to LimeWire to download the music onto the CD. That way you can sell the CD.
Yeah, you ever heard of like burning a CD?
No, yeah, my mom used to do that shit. Burning back whenever we were in Slayton, she
How
like...
How old is your mom? My age?
Yeah, honestly, about, yeah. Yeah,
your
like,
age?
Yeah, you're crazy. But, she like she used to have like these like clear CDs, like these discs.
Yeah, the discs.
And they
yeah.
didn't have nothing on them. And she would put it in the computer and burn a movie to it, so we could watch movies. I used to watch Rush Hour, Jump Street, all that. That was my favorite stuff right there.
Mm.
I don't know what happened to those movies, but hey, it was tough. And now she's like with the what is it called? The you plug it into like your TV. You can, like, watch movies and all that. What is it? Fire Stick.
Oh, Fire
Stick. Hey, y'all didn't hear me. I didn't say none of that. Yeah, but yeah, so it's, like, crazy,
see,
bro.
And they used to, you used to be able to do the same thing with the cassette tape. Like, a regular videotape, VCR tape.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you wanted to record something, you'd just stick the tape in the VCR. And then you would hit the record button, and it would record over whatever's on there, like, from the TV. And, like, you'd be able to do that. And then you could do the same thing on as a regular cassette tape, the small ones. Like, you can pop that in there and hit record, and it'll record the radio station and shit.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, if I had a choice, I'd go back to y'all's generation. Because, honestly, if I could not have a cell phone, I would do that. Like, there's literally, I have so many people that would, like, back me up on that. I don't like cell phones. Mm-hmm. Like, if there was a way I could not have a cell phone, then I'd do that. Especially, like,
I hate spam calls.
That's yeah.
Well, see, honestly, you wouldn't last in our generation because you got soft hands.
All right, see. Ah. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, I got the rough working hands, bro. But no, like, for real.
Shout
like,
out to Ivan.
I just don't know. Yeah, for real. Ivan, yeah, he gonna see this. I'm telling him to watch it. Hey, what? But no, for real, though, like, even this girl, she was telling me, she was like, I know you wouldn't have a phone if you could, like, if you didn't have to. Yeah, see, that's crazy. But it's just because, like, I feel like phones just cause so much drama. Like, they cause so much stuff. Yeah, social media. And it's like brain rot, bro. And that's why I deleted TikTok. It's brain rot.
Yeah,
like,
it,
no, I'm good.
It is like that. Like, cell phones are, like they're addicting. Like, very addicting. You can sit there, like nighttime, like when I'm trying to go to sleep, like I'll sit there on my phone doing, scrolling, doing stuff.
That's why you can't fall asleep. And, that's why I hate it.
Hey, see, have you ever been doing that? You're laying down, you're scrolling,
yes.
You start falling asleep and it falls in
yes.
Your face.
Yes! Oh, and then it wakes you up again. Yeah.
Never learn. Hit myself three times.
Yeah, I learned. So I started doing this. I started putting it this way. I'm looking in the corner.
See, I stopped doing that. I started laying on my stomach and watching it like this until I fall asleep.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, that shit hurts my neck, bro. Like, keep my head up.
Or like now, like I'll lay on the bed and then I'll bring my headphones closer to me.
Yeah.
I'll turn it like max volume and I'll play like YouTube on my monitor.
Uh-huh.
So I can just watch it and just go to bed.
Yeah.
It's like a TV.
Yeah.
How do you surprise a blind kid?
Peekaboo.
You put a plunger in the toilet.
Hey, that's messed up, bro.
Oh, you know what I heard today? It was like my right nut told my left nut not to fuck with the dude in the middle because he's a real dick.
That's a good one.
That's rated R. We just got rated R.
No, but for real.
Your discretion advised now.
I was like, I'm going to start using that from now on. That's low-key funny as shit.
Yeah.
I did want to talk about those little lingo that y'all have these days. I know you and I were supposed to school us whenever.
Muddy.
What?
Muddy.
Muddy?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means like bro, kind of. It's like, yo, what's up, Muddy? It's like New York slang, though.
They're weird. Like
it's
that,
New York slang. I know a lot of people.
I gotta deal with this all day.
I don't know. I think it's because, like, Muddy? I know so much people.
Like I had to call this nigga out one time. Like, I had a little kick mad at him because he was like, he said something about, like, milk or some shit, right?
Oh my god. No, okay. So, I learned this from Richard and David, right?
Yeah.
They'll be like, I like chocolate milk. But what it means, wait, can I even say that? Can I even say that on here, though?
What?
It means, like, it pretty much means, pretty much
well,
what
it means. It's mentally challenged.
Much means you're dumb.
Well,
that's all
like,
it means.
Okay.
And so, like, it's like every time.
So that phrase itself.
I mean, it sounds with the tone like.
Yeah, I mean, I got the concept, but
that's
I just
didn't
know
what. Like,
no, look, this is
going
this
on.
Is where it came from, right? So, like. If you tell, they say you're not supposed to call it.
Yeah.
So, like, if you were to tell a person that, he'll be like, I like chocolate milk. So, and then I told
him. Self-explanatory, right? So, why would you not give this off in here? So, she's like.
And then I told him he looked like a true move type of guy, right?
True move.
What is a true move?
That's what I was
That's
like.
What, is that the same thing or what?
I don't know. I just said it. To be honest,
so I don't know what that means. I was
well, what like, is true movie though?
Like a it's true movie. It's like yeah, it's like a milk company.
You see on those cards, those little true
movie. It says like true movie.
Oh, the yellow ones.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, yeah, it's blue. It's blue. It's blue.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
What's the yellow one? With the red? Like not with the red. With the red letters. What starts with? I thought it was started with the T.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But anyways,
could be
United Amigos.
Yeah.
After that happened though. After I told him, because at first he didn't say shit. Like, he didn't say nothing back. He just kept to himself. And then later
no,
on.
No, that was a buildup. Like, it was more than just that. Like, you just kept on.
I just kept fucking with him.
Like, he just, like, he, like, I guess he was trying to see how far he can go. So, he kept on. Like, he did the true mood thing. He did the chocolate milk thing. I think he called me Erica one time.
Oh, yeah, Erica.
And, yeah, and he was
me
like.
Me and Ivan came up with the name. We were like, yeah. You know, what's a girl name for him? Erica?
Yeah, so
come here, Erica.
These niggas were on it, right?
Yeah, they're all
this
on
niggas scared of heights. and I'm lead, so so he was parking it.
I went to go get his laser. That's what happened.
Yeah, he was parking it, that little lift, and I was like, all right, turned the key on to where I was controlling it. I went all the way up to the ceiling, and then I started tilting the basket as far down as it could go. Bro, like, literally, this thing, like, if he wasn't holding on, I mean, he's going to fall out because it started tilting.
Yeah,
it started
tilting, yeah.
And he was like, I'm sorry. I was like, nah, you want to keep talking shit?
Yeah. Call me Eric again, nigga.
I was so close to the ground, bro. At first, I was like, okay, he's not going to fuck with me like that. And then he started lifting. I was like, I'm going to jump out of this bitch. Fuck that. And then he got to a point where it was too high. Yeah, I was like, okay, jump out of the world.
Yeah, done,
do it. You on camera.
I had no control. I was fucked. I was like, damn. And he's tilted my shit. He said, I could have did you worse. I could have really tilted. I was like, oh, fuck. Oh.
Yeah, I just like rocked it a little.
Shit, you scared of heights, bro. I remember when we were working at Larcon. We're at the airport. And you know the lights that are up there,
yes.
The big lights?
Fuck.
Dude, it was cold as hell, windy. And I had to go up there by myself on the boom lift. I went all the way up there, bro. And I'm trying to unscrew the damn light bulb while the wind is blowing me back and forth. I'm doing this. So I'm trying to, trying to grab the light bulb. And I'm swinging back and forth on the boom. And, dude, I was hella high, bro. Hella high. I've never been that high before except for, like, on a roller coaster. You know what I mean?
See, and I'm starting to, like, a little bit get used to it. I won't say I'm getting all the way fully used to it, but I'm starting to get used to it. Because, like, today, we were on that scissor lift. And, bro, I was like, bro, is it just me or this is, like, sideways? And it wasn't just me. Like, it was a little bit, like...
sideways, but it was sideways.
Yeah, it was where the concrete, like, how it was laid. And so I went up there, and I was like, oh, I don't like this, bro. I feel like I'm going to, like, slide to the right. Like, and I'm dead. I was like, oh, shit. But I was like, I got to do this. I went down like maybe 3 or 4 times, and then I went back up and finally got it up.
Yeah.
But it was useless because we had to go take it off anyways. It was like, goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That shit took me like 30 minutes to do one bracket. That was the sad part.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it shit took me 30 minutes. Because I remember the time when I went up and whenever I went down. I was like, damn, that shit took me a long ass time. That's not good for business.
Not good for business.
Hey, I'm trying to get better, bro, but it's like... Like, sometimes, when I feel more comfortable, like, I think it was, like, 3 days ago, when I was standing on top of the scissor lift, I felt a little more comfortable, but I feel like it's just because, like, I felt more, like, isolated, like, in, like, where those, like, spots near me, you know?
Yeah.
I could, like, no, don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. It's just funny as hell.
Yeah, I mean, it does get kind of easier, but it, like, if you're, like, terrified of heights, bro, it's always going to be that way.
I'm not, like, at a point where it's, like, okay, if I go up this high, like, I'm going to freeze, you know? Like, I'm at a point where it's, like, I'll go up, and I'll be, like, well, fuck, I'm high as fuck. Like, I'll be, like, low-key a little bit scared.
Yeah.
But I'll still, like, try to do what I can do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's what low-key, like, kind of slows me down. Like, it's because I'm just, like, I'm afraid. So, like, it slows me down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I still can do
it.
It's
good to be cautious, though. I mean, you always, like, you work as the way you're comfortable. I mean, that's how I am. Like, shit, if I'm uncomfortable with something, I'm going to work the way I can. I'm going to get the job done, but I'm going to work it my way because I'm the one doing it. You know what I mean?
That's our generation.
Yeah.
That's why if it's anything, like what Eric did, shit, you got it, bro. Yeah, I'm gonna sit out here. I'm gonna watch you, gang. You got it.
But, I mean, you hear me say it all the time, and I tell them all the time, like, I'm confident, not arrogant. I know what I can do, and with this whole, like, Mo situation, I'm like, dude, I'm just here to work, and I can tell you, I guarantee you, I don't know how I'll do it, but I'll get it done.
Yeah.
I'll be up there on the ladder or some shit, but... That's just our generation. We'll get it done.
We'll get the job done.
Shit, I try to get it done how I can get it done, but sometimes I'm just like, that's too high. Like, it's too high.
That's different.
Yeah. That's different. Shit.
That's
I ain't been up this high.
Shit, I worked at Larcon with him for like, I think it was like 6 or 7 months, I think.
Yeah.
I worked there. And the whole time, dude never got shocked. No time. Never got shocked. I that's because I worked with live wires. I worked all that shit. But the thing was with me is, like, I worked, like, if I was disarming a bomb. I always told myself, all right, this is a bomb. I'm disarming it. Got to be careful. Watch it. Don't get me wrong. I, like, parked some shit before. Like, I was, you know, taking something off, and my damn clients had hit the damn side of the damn box, and pow, you know, like, you know, hit that shit. But I never got shocked. I honestly got shocked on my own job, doing my own work. Like, I was like, and that's because it was, I don't know what the problem was. It's an old house, and I was like unscrewing a ground. I grabbed the ground, and the ground shocked me, bro.
Yeah, that's
the
crazy.
Ground shocked me.
We were changing out this. We were adding in like it was for like, what is that called? Like the light. We were adding in that one light for above, so that, you know, like turns on and off like at nighttime and all that. What is that called?
You're talking about a motion light?
Yeah, it were something like that.
Was it
motion?
Was it emergency?
It was like the light that we installed outside of the shop.
Oh, floodlight.
Yeah, you're talking about the floodlight with the photo cell.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We were doing that, and I was like, I can wire this in. So I go to put the wires together, and I don't know why I did this. This is the dumbest shit ever. I grabbed it by the tip of it, the black wire. I grabbed it, and I tried to put them together, and I was like, and he was like, bro, you started dancing. I was like, oh, why did I do that? That was dumb as shit.
We do dumb shit all the time.
Yeah, bro. You always got to take a step back and think, like, should I do this or shouldn't I do it?
I was like, why didn't you do that?
It's weird because, like, you see these guys working, it's like, do they have common sense? Because it don't seem like it. But I know they, like, they should have it. Like,
I know they have it. Like,
why is this?
Is that the same, the brain concept that you talked about?
Like, he got a brain, but he ain't got a brain.
He ain't got a brain.
I was talking about this today. I was like, bro, I've always watched these Apprentice videos, right? And it was like, they're always making fun of him. They're always doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, it's crazy because it's like, I looked at that and I was like, bro, how does he even do that? Like, common sense tells you not to do that dumbass shit. And then, like, me, I'm like, well, I just did that dumbass shit. What the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
we had this conversation.
I should know
yesterday.
Not to do that, bro. Dude, like,
too. You and Ivan were both talking about it. These videos they seen, the, you know, common sense. Oh, I'm an apprentice. There's no way I'm going to fall for that, like a wire stretcher or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we had this conversation. I looked at him and I was like, I swear, I can get y'all if I wanted to. Because the way I play around is like, I got a straight face. I won't laugh. I just straight serious. Like, hey, can you go get, you know, such and such out there and bring it back to me? And I just keep doing what I'm doing. Just fucking wait for them to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all won't catch it.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
Won't even know.
But it's like, I feel like it's also because, like, we're trying not to fuck up. So, like, you know, when we're trying to, like, prove ourselves, it's more like you're not thinking common sense. You're thinking more so, like, I'm going to get this shit done, you know? So, like, that's where I fucked myself over trying to grab that black wire. Like, I know better than to do that dumbass shit. But I still did it.
Don't cut the red wire.
Like, and I got to... This thing got a lot to learn.
Yeah. I'm learning.
Mm-hmm. So... I mean, because y'all know how I am, and I was wondering if it's the same for you. Would you appreciate a guy that's, like, straight blunt, even though he's kind of talking shit at the same time? Because with Ivan, I told Ivan straight up, and I was like, look, like, you just come off fucking lazy. Like, when it comes down to actually doing something, like, I would walk up and see Josiah actually doing something, lifting heavy stuff, digging. And then you're over here just, like, holding a shovel for him. Or, like, you're just standing there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that just looks bad on you, man. You just, like, look like a wuss. You don't do shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my question is, I know Xavier wouldn't take that. Like,
Xavier
would snap real quick. But, I mean, like, I appreciate somebody being straightforward with me. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know, like, constructive criticism type shit. Mm-hmm. But,
you need that. I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes that shit helps.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna, you know, you need, like, if you can't take stuff like that, I mean, I don't know. Like, it is what it is. I mean, there's people that are like that, but, like, yeah, you're gonna take offense to it, but at the same time, you gotta, that just shows the type of man you are. You gotta you know, suck it up and be like, all right, man, I gotta get this done. Like, I don't want these people to see me like that. I gotta get it done right. You know what I mean? Now, I would understand, like, it'd be different if, you know, if you're doing the job and getting it done, but they're still messing with you like that, then, all right, that's different. Like, nah, bro, like, I've been doing the damn work. Like, you know, there's different, some people just like to mess with you. You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I guess that would be the difference between Mo and I. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, Mo sitting there and talk shit up to y'all about shit, but then when y'all not there, he's talking shit because y'all not there.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like me, if somebody's pissing me off and not doing, saying all this shit, if I'm saying shit about this person that he's not doing this or that, then I'm gonna be like, well, I don't want him here. You know what I mean? But he clearly wants y'all there because he needs the fucking help. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. and he's just talking shit because he's looking for a fallout guy.
What do you mean?
The conversation just be coming.
Yep. Oh, with this?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about that.
Oh, nah. That? Yeah. That shit. Crazy. Watch. What time is it?
11:20.
She gonna snap me at 12. I guarantee. Guarantee. She probably put in a baby to sleep and shit.
You know, you can schedule messages on your phone, like.
For real? Mm-hmm. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
So what do y'all think about those sleeper cells?
Sleeper cells.
You know what that is?
No.
What? He's dying first.
I tell you, man, they don't understand.
He's dying first, bro. He's dying first.
Wait, what is it?
So you know how there's the war going on with Iran and Israel.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, you know, since we bombed Iran's nuclear sites or whatever, and so now you know one of the leaders of I guess whatever Iran's people they were saying that they have sleeper cells here in the United States, which are people that crossed the border when Biden was president. You know, they had the open borders. So they had all these people come into America, and a lot of them weren't just Mexicans, bro. It was, you know, Chinese people, it was Iran, it was Arabian people, you know, all these people were coming in. And so they said they're gonna activate their sleeper cells, which sleeper cells are the people that come in that are terrorists.
That bomb.
Yeah, exactly. And so they're going to activate them. That way they start, you know, terrorizing America. You know what I mean? And and so the CIA was, there's this lady, I forgot her name, but she says that there's at least over like 1,000-something people here in the United States that are like known terrorists, but they don't know exactly where they're at. They know kind of close to where they're at, like you know, the region or whatever, but they don't know exactly where they're at. And shit, they even said that there was you know, those like suicide bombs, the vests. All right, well, they said that they found something to where they that even the dogs can't sniff them out.
Damn.
Yeah.
They're coming like that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That shit's crazy. We were talking about it, too. I had called him the other day, and I was like, the sleeper cells are activated, bro. They're activated. He's like, fuck, I gotta go get some more ammo.
Yeah. I definitely need to.
Yeah.
I definitely need to stock up.
Yeah.
They don't know. Like, this is Texas, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If we gotta go to war,
but shit, y'all gonna...
I forgot who I was listening to, but they're asking like who would win, like a war between Texas and California.
Texas,
for sure. I think Texas would.
Texas has the biggest military, like in all of America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're like the.
We got the most guns,
biggest,
bro.
We got the most
biggest
guns.
State. Everybody has a gun here.
That's why everybody says they would attack us first.
Yeah,
like they
that's
would attack
we're
Texas
able to
first.
Succeed, though. Succeed.
Succeed.
Everybody
succeed.
Got a gun down here.
We're
bro.
Able to succeed.
Yep.
Succeed.
Hey, if we gotta go to war though, bro, and they start drafting niggas, fuck it. I'm gonna do it.
You're going.
I'm definitely going. Shit, and I'm finna accept that shit too. Shit.
Lies.
I'm finna go drop some shit. Call of Duty style.
Like, where's Josiah? Oh, he
did.
He's in jail.
He's all, look at his gamer page. He's all like, teabagging. He just posted a new video.
He's acting like it's the game.
IRL COD. This is real life COD right here.
He's trying
to slide. Yeah, he's all. Damn, I knew I should have lost some weight.
God damn. No training. No training at all.
Why no boot camp right there? Come on.
Shit. Yeah, but that shit would be crazy. That shit would be freaking crazy if that shit started happening. They were saying that the most of them were, like, there's a shitload of them in New York. There's a shitload of them in California. And the only places they think they are in Texas are in Austin, Houston, and Dallas.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, the big parts right there.
And, man, like, I was, like, I was watching a video, but I don't know how accurate the video was, because, I mean, I don't know, I was just, you know, I don't know shit about that shit. But, like, so they were talking about, like, if a bomb went off in Los Angeles, like, the radius of where it would hit, like, the close parts, you know, you're gone. And then you have, like, the second part where it's not that bad, but it's bad. And then you have the other part where you have to worry about, like, mostly just radiation. But if it hits in Los Angeles, they were saying that the upper parts of Texas and a little bit, like, most of Texas would still be, like pretty freaking bad, bro. Like, you would have to be in a fallout shelter and stay under there for a long time, bro. Like, over 70-something hours, 3 days, 4 days, or something like that.
I'm not ready for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to start digging.
Like, you're the only one that I know with a fucking basement, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
you might be good.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, the day that you fucking... You're done. You're done, bro.
Any end of the world shit.
I'll take it back.
Read the fine print. Read the fine print. It's just wild, bro.
Man, I hope it don't happen, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Exactly.
From. Yeah,
good. How rude it is to eat on a podcast.
Hey, number one muncher right there. That boy be munching every episode. He always got something.
You know, like, I'm sitting there editing the videos and I hear...
Hey, man, drop my microphone to talk.
God damn.
Oh, shit.
It's always Eric. Always.
Him and his damn fruits. You want some lobster again?
Oh, which reminds
some
me.
Some baby lobster?
I wanted to do a tortilla challenge.
With who?
Or the water bottle challenge.
No, that's
damn,
crazy.
I should have done the... I should have brought the little shocker thing to put on him.
Oh, what the fuck?
Maybe we could do it with the
tortilla zen challenge. Paper, rock, scissors. Oh, we could do that cup thing.
You just want to slap
somebody. Yeah, that doesn't sound fun, bro.
I can slap too.
No, fuck that.
He's going to rig the paper, rock, scissors. He's one of those ones that are like, he's like, paper, rock, scissors, got it.
Yeah, got it.
God wins everything.
No, I go, paper, rock, scissors, and I wait for you to throw it down. I'm like, I was going to do scissors.
No, that's crazy.
He's like, let's play paper, rock, scissors, but we're blindfolders.
I'll be ref.
Ain't no way. He go cheat.
Paper, rock, scissors, gun.
Tornado.
Tornado. Yeah. Well, how would you do the tornado?
Suck him up.
And suck him up. Suck him up. And suck him up. Yeah,
suck him up. Oh. Hey, yo.
We blindfolded him. We
blindfolded him. You call tornado out.
Hey, what are you feeling going down?
Rock, scissors. Suck him up. Take a block. What are you doing down there, man?
I'm doing something moving.
Oh, like a haunted house. Whenever the lights turn off. That movie, that funny movie, Haunted House.
Uh-huh.
And that gay white dude with the black dude.
Wait, what? Haunted House.
Which one? You don't know what you're talking about.
Tic Tac Toe. Haunted House.
Is that Haunted House? Yeah. Is that what it is called?
I don't know what the hell are you talking about.
Oh yeah, it is Haunted House. Haunted House too. Yeah, with the Marlon Wayne.
Yeah, where that dude, like, the lights turn off, and then when it turns on, that dude's, like, all butt naked.
Yeah, right. Yeah, with the one that's on, like, the Adam Sandler movies and shit. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You never seen Haunted House?
It's hard to do stuff.
I've watched Scary Movie and all that shit.
Well, it's kind of like that. Yeah.
Scary Movie's funny as shit.
You should watch The Haunted House. That's just funny.
I got to.
He's like, what happened to your furniture, cuz? Like, you let someone fuck your girl, cuz? I've been wanting to fuck your girl, cuz.
You missing out, man.
There's a couple of movies
that he's watched, like, that I talk about, and he actually goes watches it.
Have you heard of the Boogosphere?
No.
You know what the Boogosphere is? Uh-uh. See, this is one of the ones I wanted to talk to Xavier about. It's a sphere that they found in Colombia, and Buga is an actual place in Colombia, I think. I don't know. Don't quote me. But that's what I heard. But it's a ball, bro. It's a metal ball, and they caught it, like, just flying in the air.
Did you see that, right?
Or something? Yeah, I sent it to y'all. Yeah. There's a ball flying in the air. Like, and I'm not saying, like, it's a ball that's just been thrown. It, like, it's flying, bro. Like, hovering in the air, like, across, like, miles, I guess, and well, it finally fell to the earth, and they grabbed it, and it has like all these like weird designs, and it's made out of metal, bro. Weird thing about it is that, you know, they weighed it, and it weighed us. I don't know the exact weight. It weighed a certain weight. They weighed it again. It's getting heavier. And they waited again. It's heavier.
That's
like
weird.
Each time, yeah. And I don't know. They think it. Yeah, they said that the like it's like different temperature. Like you touch it, and it's cold. Like, I mean, yeah. That you know, you grab certain things and they're cold. You know what I mean? Like silk or whatever.
It's like a freeze ball.
Yeah, but like it's weird. But it's like this big, bro. It's like this big, and then like they don't think it's man made because. Like, you know, when you have something like that, you see welds and all kinds of shit. There's no welds. There's no way that this thing could be manufactured anywhere.
And it has different types of, like, letters. And
yeah, it has, like, symbols and designs on it, bro. Like, in the middle of it, it looks like a chip. It looks like a chip, like a computer chip. And then they also have, like, they went into ruins and they found... like these rocks with carvings, and they have the same carvings on that thing.
That's weird.
It's freaking crazy.
That's crazy. That's weird.
Yeah. And so like they've been like putting like X-rays on it and all these other whatever kind of things, and
just to like look at it, like to
To see what's inside. Like they don't know what's inside, and then but they're also saying that there's more, that they're flying over the places that one is at.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's just freaking wild.
Some shit that hit the ground and killed and let go.
What? Sound like you're about to say something.
Yeah, you got something on your mind. You got something on your mind.
I was about to say, like, the whole moon landing being fake. I seen this one video where it was talking about, like...
Cut the mic off. No.
On the video, like, he was like... So the first man on the moon, like... Who was holding the camera? Like, why was the camera already out there?
It was attached to the flagpole.
And then he was like, so his first man on the moon was somebody was holding the camera. And then somehow this car showed up and he's driving on the moon. And then when they take off, someone's recording them leave the moon. So what happens to the person recording them leave the moon? Like,
he did. They left it us.
You know they had a rover up there, right?
So we had the camera footage. Like,
the rover.
Like, we didn't have, like, the cell phones rover, or any kind of, like, anything to...
Dude, they already had, like... They've had shit in the military, bro.
So they, like, first time they went to the moon.
Bro, my stepdad was, like, in, I forgot where he was stationed at. And, like, he would tell me stories. Like, they had all kinds of shit.
How did they know what to expect going to the moon? Like, how did they know they were going to get camera footage?
He said that they teleported a goat.
What? What?
Yeah, I don't know if that one was accurate. But, they teleported a goat. I don't know. That's pretty cool.
Teleporting is crazy.
Yeah.
I believe in aliens.
I think it's like that Secret Service stuff right there.
Mm-hmm. Any second, somebody come knocking down your door.
Not my door, y'all's door.
No, yours.
Why mine?
Because we're here.
Me, yep.
So?
It's a signal.
That's all. There's those little orbs flying above the house. The earth is flat.
Don't fucking start, bro.
You don't even understand it. Why do we have a North Star?
We don't have to.
No, the world is not flat, yay. There's no way.
Shut up and eat your damn apple.
Come on, dip.
You done killed the whole vibe.
Killed your vibe. Now he's all like,
why is the boogosphere a sphere?
The what?
The boogosphere.
Oh, that thingy, that
yeah,
ball?
Yeah.
Because
why is everything shaped as a sphere?
Obviously, because of the name. Because
like, people like circles.
That's my ball circle square.
The circle square.
Oh, man world.
To what?
Man, man world.
That's man world. It's a man world.
Yeah, man world. It's a man world.
I said, this is a man's world.
Oh, so now you're sexist.
That's why it's like a ball. Like
what about balls, the females? Nigga, like, what about the females?
Mm-hmm.
They even base it off of man. Be male. They come from our ribs.
Shit, you got a point. I ain't gonna lie. Female.
Yeah, yeah.
You got male in the name.
We're losing viewers.
Hey, they do got male in their name.
We do that.
Women are smart nowadays. Shut up.
Equal rights.
God damn. Hey, what size you wear?
Wait, in what?
Shirt.
Large, extra large.
Your question is like so random,
dude. This dude is so gay, bro.
No, like
he's so gay.
He texted me and he said, "Hey, what size is your coworker?" And I was thinking, like how tall he is, like what size.
No, that's not that's not what he was thinking. The first thing that popped in his head,
dick size. How big is?
I'll blur it out. The first thing that he popped up in his damn head.
I was like, you want to know if he got a big one or a small one or what? I don't know.
What the fuck? How big is that?
Exactly. Like, if I tell you what size are you, I mean, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not fucking worried about your damn. All right.
You said it again.
It don't matter. We've been saying a lot of shit.
Just cut it.
My niece and nephew watching
like,
this.
Bro. Like, you're, well, I know. What have you been trying to show your damn niece and nephew?
How big is it?
Yeah, because he just, like, texts me. He's like, hey, what size is your coworker?
Yeah, but it's a comment. Hey, like, you talking about common sense at work.
He just asked. Like, he was like, what, sense. My shirt size? Like,
yeah, well, that's exactly. Like, it's the first thing that comes to his head, not.
They say shirt size, like, size of what? Like, you want your pants or shoes or what? Like, hat?
If I'm going to be honest with you, my uncles used to tell me, they'd be like, what bra size you wear? That's the first thing that came to head.
Yeah, but it's talking about clothing, though.
Why are you trying but to still, base everything
you're talking
off,
about,
like, you? Like,
you're trying to base everything off
yourself.
You're right. Trying to base everything off of
what size the way you are. Because
the way you
I was,
are.
I was, like, taking in your personality account, like, this is
hell no, bro. No personality.
I said, look,
you got some time.
Adrian's asking. This is what he probably asking for. I'm trying to help you out.
Hell nah, nigga. Shit, that's you, bro.
I'm dying. Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
Forget you, nigga. Shit. That's you.
What
do
you think I can turn that around?
We basically just said the same thing that I said, bro. What do you mean? It's already been turned around. Because you're thinking about when I say what size is your coworker.
What kind of size condom do I need to buy?
Like, yeah, I know, like, magnums.
I
don't
know. I know you're at the store, so I thought, I don't know.
I wasn't at the store.
Oh. Thought you were.
Stupid. I was driving. No, I was at the house still.
No, that was funny as shit. I ain't gonna lie. Only if we can keep that in.
We are keeping it in.
Mm-hmm. We're just gonna mute the word.
And I'm keeping in about him.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Petty. Did your timer go off?
No, not yet. Here you go, dog. Wanna give you a shirt?
Oh, bet. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for being a guest on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We'll go ahead and call it already, guys.
What time is it? How long have we been on?
An hour and 19.
Sounds like Whataburger time.
What? That's the first place I'm doing.
I ain't gonna lie. That's my go-to.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm, like, drinking, I'm like, man, I'm going to Whataburger.
We about to do a three-day fast. Yeah. When are you starting?
I don't know yet.
I hope it wasn't today.
No. I'm drinking beer, bro. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Cool. I'm glad you're on this downward ride with me.
Yeah. So how are we going to close this one out since Xavier's not here?
Hey. We're heading out. Straight by.
You're straight by?
Straight by.
Just a straight by, nigga. Like, alright, see y'all later. Like,
oh, okay. Like,
what are you thinking about gay shit?
I was like, because you're gay, bro. That's what I'm saying. Because you're on the down low, man.
I see, and that's what I'm saying. When you asked me that question, I was like, well, based on Adrian, this is probably what he's asking for.
Based on it, Eric, he's straight by. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Thanks for watching. This is Adrian with the Ass Cast. Shut up, Eric.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for them, I couldn't do this.
I hate it.
I just want to make it to the top. But until then, I guess I got to get my ass a job.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really want to have to do it.
I don't really.
I don't really want to work outside.
No, I don't.
I don't really want to have to serve it.
I don't really.
I don't really want to deal with any lines.
Nah.
I don't really want to have to prove it.
I don't really
want to have to be on time.